Yes, good morning. It's Alex, George, Cameron, Georgina and Corey down here broadcasting live from Dubai Sports World. Thank you very much to Duncan from 7 Days. The way that he walked off just now, it looks as though he's not going to be getting out of bed in the morning.
Bow-legged.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of sport, I think. I keep your text messages coming in. 4001 is the SMS number. Corey, we have a couple of questions for you, see if you can help out. I'm trying to gain weight and not lose any, but I want to start doing exercise. What can I do right now that would be the best thing for me? I'm 30 years old, really light and really want to start gaining weight.
Okay, well, obviously what they're putting into their body has to be a lot more than what they're burning. Okay, so to actually gain weight, that's, you know, if they were losing weight, it's energy in, energy out. So they basically have to up their nutrition to actually gain that weight. And I would suggest just doing some resistance training to start with, getting in the gym, lifting some weights, trying to build that muscle in order to gain that weight. Not too much cardio stuff, not burning too much energy. But yeah, so really getting the nutrition sorted out as well. They can take supplements like protein supplements. Try and get the raw food kind of.
I know a lot of people who, when they were younger, who were like, you know, especially guys, they were stick thin when they were little, and they got to like, you know, into their late teens, early 20s, they're still really thin. So they started, you know, doing things like bodybuilding, but then realizing that their fitness levels, their stamina levels weren't very high. They literally were just spending all their time in the gym. So I take it it's quite difficult then to look at. I mean, you can't just go out and start eating fast food every day to...
No, well, I definitely wouldn't recommend sitting in McDonald's for 3 meals a day. No, it's not going to be the right weight.
Or Burger King or any of the fast food establishments.
Anything like that. They want to be putting on good weight for their body, so it's basically muscle, not so much fat.
I had a personal trainer last year who told me that in order to put weight on, it's 80% diet and 20% what you're doing in the gym. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. You can't really say percentages because it's not exact. You know, 80-20% wouldn't be the exact figure. Neither would 70-30, which is what I normally sort of go for. So if you really look into it, percentages, you know, you can't really say this much will do this or that much will do that. But as a general, broad, overall kind of rule, that would sound about right.
But I think what I learned from that experience was it doesn't matter how many weights you lift, if you're not putting in the protein and the extra energy, you're not going to grow. You're not going to put on weight.
No, you're not, because you're going to burn it off.
Yeah.
So whatever you've eaten, even by doing resistance training or weight training in the gym, you're still burning energy. You still actually burn quite a lot of energy. There's people that don't do any cardiovascular training whatsoever, and they just lift weights, and they're stacked. That they are ripped.
Yeah.
Their body weight's 10%.
But they're not fit, are they?
No, that they wouldn't be cardiovascular fit. But yes, so they might be a bit slower with their cardiovascular stuff. Their muscles might be a little bit bulkier.
Yeah.
The muscular endurance really wouldn't be there too much. But yeah, they look good for the beach.
And if you didn't put in the energy and you're doing all that weightlifting, is it possible you could actually be burning your muscles, as in your body starts? Because this is what I found with the nutrition program, was I was going to the gym every day and doing a mix of weightlifting and cardio. And in that first week with Health Trends, I put on fat and I lost muscle. And when I looked at the actual diagram of the fat and muscle distribution, I'd lost muscle on my upper torso and put fat on in the middle. So I was going in quite the opposite direction.
Well, that's funny you say that, George. With the companies that provide meals that I've sort of seen here in Dubai, and based on what the guys were going through, they were emailing me every day what they were eating, what was in their little box. Now, there were certain things, as fat-free cake, fat-free energy bar, fat-free this, fat-free that. Now, really, it's highly processed food. Any kind of cake is a processed form of food. It's not natural. It's not good for your body. So there's a lot of empty calories in these highly processed foods.
But is something that's low in fat generally high in sugar then, or is that not the way it works?
Yeah, well this is the thing. The whole sort of low in fat labels, like on the milk, you're better off just having the full fat because it hasn't been modified. To get something low fat, it needs to be modified. And generally, it's generally, most of the time, it's taking out the natural sugar and putting in the fake sugar.
Which is very bad for your body.
Yeah. Which is highly addictive.
Yeah.
It's actually considered a drug more so much than sugar.
Mm. Wow. Yeah,
it's amazing. Okay. Let's carry on with some of the questions then. Corey, how can I sign up for fitness classes? What happens when Dubai Sports, when this finishes at the end? Is it the end of August that this will be finishing?
Yeah, we're here at Dubai Sports World till the end of the 31st of August. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's just 1 week after the end of Ramadan. So what we've done, Ramadan's coming up in the next few days. We've devised a new Ramadan fitness schedule here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the classes, they're going to be starting at 7 in the evening, going all the way through till 10 p.m. So people that are fasting, if they want to come and exercise before they break that fast, so just say a class starts at 7, the breaking of the fast will be about 7:15, and it gets sort of earlier as the month goes along. Now, the class would start at 7. They'd just turn up, they'd warm up, they would stretch. By the time 7:15 came across...
they can have water.
Yeah, they can have some water, they can have some dates there, come back and join the class. Then the 8 p.m. classes obviously gives them that opportunity to come straight into it from 8 o'clock. They've just broken their fast at 7:15. They've got 45 minutes sort of to get ready for the class. Do the class at 8 o'clock, but then we have another one at 9 o'clock, which is a bit later for the people. My advice with Ramadan is to actually exercise just before you break your fast. I know you're not going to have much energy. I know you're going to be tired, but it's better than doing that than going having a huge iftar meal, gorging yourself with all this food because you're actually starving.
Mm.
Get it out of the way with, go and enjoy your meal, and then try and do it that way.
Is it wise to? Is that really wise? I mean, I can't imagine having the wherewithal or the sanity to be able to do an exercise class after having not eaten for more than 12 hours.
Yeah, well, it's.
I mean, I'd probably want a little protein bar at least, like maybe at 7:15 before I do.
Well, this is the thing. What we're suggesting for the people is, okay, turn up at 7 o'clock. The class starts. We know you haven't eaten or drunk any water all day. Do the warm up with us, you know, not too intensely. Do the stretch. By the time that's finished, it's 7:15.
Mm.
Have some dates there with you on hand. Have some water with you on hand.
Yeah.
We'll give you 5 or 10 minutes to break your fast, and then you come back into the session. Finish the session, which is going to be 35 minutes to 40 minutes, and then you're done.
Yeah.
See, the good thing about Ramadan and part of the reason is that you know, even that really you shouldn't be trying to alter your life too much. So even the fact if you're doing sports on a regular basis and you come and do the sports and you've been fasting all day, it will make you think more of, you know, because that is the whole point, you know, that suddenly you're every minute of the day you're thinking how privileged you are, and that we're so lucky that we have access to food and water. So generally, the, you know, people who are fasting will try and continue their life as they are, and I suppose it's just that element of thinking, sometimes it is tough. You know, we're quite lucky that we choose to go to the gym. What if we were somewhere that you had to walk 20 miles to get a bucket of water? You wouldn't kind of sit there and go, oh well, I haven't had water all day, so I won't walk the 20 miles to get the bucket of water. So it's probably quite nice for them to actually come down and do that. Another question then, is running or playing squash a good idea if I already am I'm high in weight? I'm 90 kilos with a BMI of 32. Is the load on the knees too much? Vivek, I think you asked the same question about a year ago when we were doing something, so let's see if we can sort them out this time. What's a good way of starting? If you're 90 kilos, what's a good...
Look, you know, by running, As I said before, you know, you're obviously not going to be able to run a marathon straight away, or run 10 kilometers straight away, or maybe even 5 kilometers straight away.
You just
sort of break it down into small pieces, yeah? So you'll run for maybe 200 meters, walk for 100 meters, run for 200 meters. You just have to sort of build up the stamina, okay? You know, as you're doing that, as you're exercising, as you're eating right, you're going to be losing weight as well. So that's going to take the stress off the knees also. With squash, it depends. How good your squash partner? Are they fast or are they as slow as you? If they're as slow as you and it's not that intense, then it will be okay.
I would also personally just be a bit, I'd like to know more, because how tall is this guy? I mean, 90 kilos is not massive. Under 90 kilos. And BMI, well, it depends on his muscle, on how much muscle the guy's carrying. If he's got a lot of muscle, then he'll be able to support his weight on his knees.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. With BMI, I used to do all of the fitness and nutrition for Emirates Airline, and they test all of their cabin crew off BMI. Now, a 6 foot male would come in, okay? He's 100 kilos. Another 6 foot male would come in, he's 100 kilos as well. Now, one of them has a body fat percentage of 26%. The other one has got a body fat percentage of 6%. Okay? They are classed in the same bracket.
Yeah.
One of them is obviously just about obese, and the other one is the shape of an athlete. So, the form of testing with BMI, I don't really believe in it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, stay with us. Plenty more to come. We're going to be talking football and tennis.